Vaughn, I'm going to talk a little bit about last season. You took over as the coach.
All right.
How satisfying was it to lead the team to 13-8 record and, you know, your first wins over a Big Eight in Southwestern Conference schools? How satisfying was that for you?
Well, it was gratifying in a way that I just wanted to do it for Coach Hunt. You know, I was just trying to keep things in order until he got back from his illness. It wasn't an ego thing or anything like that for me, although I gained, you know, valuable experience by, you know, although I've been a head coach before in a junior college for 5 years, you know, it kind of brought back old memories and kind of everything kind of fell back into place, right. You know. Hold on just a minute.
I was wondering, can I get a ride? Are you going up to Jimmy's?
Yeah, but not for another. It's going. How long is this interview going to take you?
Oh, it won't take that much longer. I just got a few more questions.
Okay, you need a ride to the pregame?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
You know, although I've been a junior college head coach and been to the national tournament, you know, a couple of times, you know, it wasn't a new thing, but it has been a while. Like I said before, it wasn't an ego thing to me. Coach Hunt and I have been together since college. You know, I played for him at Memphis State.
Yeah.
You know, I did it more so, and he knew that I would do it that for that reason.
Right.
As a friend of friend, he knew that I would try to keep things rolling as best as possible. You know, of course, you know, you Coach Hunt with a lot of head coaching experience, you know, you never will take his place fully, but you just try to step in his shoes and fill his shoes to the best of your ability as he would.
Right. So how did the coaching last year, how's that affected your assistant position this year? Has your outlook changed? Is it giving you better knowledge as far as your position is now?
Well, no, I don't think so. Because, you know, I have a lot of experience, 18 years of Division I. You know, I started out at Drake University, then went to Baylor, then to Ole Miss, and now here. So, you know, my basic job is recruiting, so I don't think it has affected my job that much. You know, I'm back to my my regular job now, recruiting, and you know, I guess if you've been in it so long, and you know, to tell the truth, I really like what I do. I really like my job. You know, you just do it to the best of your ability because you like to do it. You know, and of course, you know, let's be honest, 70% of my job is recruiting, so. You know, I know, you know, what to do every year, and I know what to expect in recruitment every year. So I don't think it has changed in that way. I'd say that last year it put me in a different category because I had to do a lot of the X and O's, in which, you know, it was 90% X and O's last year.
Right.
Being in an interim head coaching position. You know, that part of it was fun,
right.
You know, and, you know, if I'm lucky enough to get a head coaching position outside of UMKC in the near future, you know, I definitely think that I would be ready to do that.
Right. How did players respond from your step up last year?
Well, you know, And I told the players this was their team. You know, this not my team. This was their team, and I would think that their pride in themselves would make them work hard for every victory, work hard in every game and in practice. Because if you have pride in yourself as a person, then you will you know, you and your team will excel, you know. This was kind of a partnership thing between them and the coaching staff.
So how is it to have Coach Hunt back on the sidelines? How
great.
Gratifying is that?
Great. it's great to see him back and healthy.
Yeah.
You know, and feeling good. He tells me all the time that he just feels he feels better than he has in a long time. So it's good to have him back and feeling good.
How the players been responding?
Great. Very good. You know, Coach Hunt believes in excellence, and the players have really responded to that. You know, I think that we have a great bunch of guys out there. It's fun to go to practice every day because their personalities are such that we have fun coaching. Yeah. You know, so you know, we have a lot of fun coaching these young kids.
So how optimistic are you of a 21 season possible postseason play this year?
I've learned by being in it for 18 years that you never make predictions like that because anything can happen in a course of a game, of a season. You know, you could have injuries like we've had some in preseason. You know, anything could, you know, knock you off your course. But I think if we can go through the season, you know, barring injuries, I think that we have a chance at a good season. You know, the injuries can make you and break you.
Yeah.
In Division I basketball.
So who do you think, besides Tony Dumas, is going to step up for this team this year?
Well, I tell you, myself personally, we need all of them to step up. You know, especially Rick Muller and Dennis Jacobs. We especially need those two to step up, stay out of foul trouble, and play excellent defense. We definitely need the point guard position to step up. Benson Smith and Curtis Barnes, both are very inexperienced players, but you know, I like to retract that statement. You know, I experience, of course, you know, counts a lot, but at this point, it's a mind game. If you come into a game mentally prepared and ready, I don't think experience will be a factor. It's just that you're going to tell yourself, well, I'm going to have to go in here and play.
How do you think the denial of the Missouri Valley, has that affected the team morale at all?
I don't think so. We have a tough schedule facing us this year, and even if we have gotten into the Missouri Valley, we still would have had that schedule facing us. So I think our players are mostly looking at that schedule we have to face this year.
What advice did Coach Hunt give you last year when you took over the head coaching position?
Be yourself. Use your own personality. Is coach him on tough defense, and that's what we did. And that's probably one of the reasons why, you know, we won 15. We always try to play tough defense. You know, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but that is our philosophy.
What has motivated you throughout your career? What's been something, a motto you've stuck by, or anything that's really motivated you?
Always stay mentally positive. That's always been my motto in coaching, is always be positive yourself, and always interact that in your players, because for example, if a player makes a mistake and he thinks about that mistake four or five more trips down the floor, he's going to have bad results. So I think the main thing is to be mentally, you know, positive, have fun, and play excellent defense.
Great. Yeah. I hope it all works out for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for coming by here.
Yeah, sure.
All right.